Thanks so much for downloading the podcast. If you would like to support the pod financially, we're on Patreon. It's patreon.com/haveawordpod. If you sign up, you can get potential discounts on merch, future live shows post-Rona. But the big one is you'll get the Wednesday full episode, which is exclusive on Patreon. So Monday, that's for everybody. Friday, that's for every motherfucker as well. But Wednesday is just for patrons. Sign up at patreon.com/haveawordpod. Appreciate you.
What is happening, kids? Today's sponsor, as always, is Beer 52. Now, if you don't know who these are yet, where have you been? They are the UK's most popular craft beer discovery club, and they've teamed up with us to give our listeners a free case of beer. That's 8 free beers, an award-winning beer magazine, and a tasty snack. Did I mention it's for free? You pay fuck all, apart from the £5.95 postage, which is nothing. You'll then become a member of their craft beer discovery club, and they will send you a different theme every month. Previous themes have included the beers of Germany, the beers of California, Belgium, Korea, New Zealand, in South Africa, and many, many more. You'll find beers and ales you would never have found on your own. Also, you can pause or cancel your membership to Beer 52 at any time. But for now, just go and get your free case of beers, okay? Go to beer52.com/word. That's beer52.com/WORD. And you'll get a free case of beer. And every time one of you signs up, they send us a bit of money. You're supporting us. You're getting yourself some free ale. Everyone's a winner. Now let's get back to the pod.
Now, I'm getting the word nonce.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't be muscled again. Oh, Hercules, Hercules.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Have you never seen me before? Don't chat to me. I can see fumes coming off your pom pom look like petrol station.
Disgusting.
Follow us on social media at Have a Word Pod. And don't forget to watch our very funny podcast videos on YouTube. You can subscribe at youtube.com/HaveAWordPod.
Cha!
They go by Alan and Dave, Aaron and Dean, Grandad and the Yeti, or even Chanel and Denise. But what's for sure is they are the funniest leads in the podcast game. Don't be a Tory. Down your Tabo Shandy and tell a friend. This is Have a Word.
What's happening, you fucking rat?
I'm still not used to that as the start of the pod. I mean, but we're colleagues, we're friends. Don't turn against me.
I wouldn't call you a rat if you weren't a friend. I'd just, like, fucking stab your nano or something, you know what I mean?
There's a rat in the studio, what are you gonna do? There's a rat in the studio, what are you gonna do?
It already sounds so much fucking better than it did last week.
Yeah, it's getting there, isn't it? We have made huge strides. We thought we'd be ready today. I'll be honest, there was a point the week before last where we thought we'd be ready 7 days ago. What type of fucking glue were we sniffing that we thought, yeah, we'll just totally refurb a studio in what?
24
three,
hours?
3 days? How many dads have you got? Oh, you've just got one dad. Oh, shit, yeah, we forgot we didn't have 8 dads between us.
But we can say this will definitely be done in like 3 more steps in it. We've got to put one more frame up, which is coming with me tomorrow. And then we're done. We're getting some photographs taken tomorrow. And by Friday, we will be able to do a full episode in here. And we get to do the press release and tell... You know what's really funny? We've been quite secretive about this. By which I mean... We've only told the entire internet. We spoke about it for like 2 weeks on a podcast whilst also keeping it secret from the comedy industry.
Yeah, but that's what's funny about that is you find out which of your comedy mates listen to the pod. Because I've had a couple of messages going, oh, mate, very exciting about the podcast. And I'm like, oh, yeah, shit. You must be listening then. Because we've not done any Twitter posts on it.
Deliberately, yeah.
Kept it very quiet. I've told Barry Dodds, Scott Bennett, like I've told my closest mates.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know...
You want to talk about this?
Yeah, because like seeing a fit girl, isn't it? You're like, something's happened. But we've generally kept it quiet. You guys will be like, guys, just fucking get on with it. the start of every podcast, this is like the fourth record we've done together.
Oh, shit, have you prepped? I haven't prepped.
Yeah, I've prepped.
Oh, cool.
Fucking daddy prepped. With my daughter going, daddy, play with me. Like, no, love.
I'm prepping have a word. We're playing with the toys. I'm fucking paying for the toys with have a word.
This is like the fourth or fifth record.
Yeah, but Dan, done together. There's no point giving your child toys if you're not going to fucking play with it with them, is there? The biggest toy you can give her is your love and attention.
I wonder what you were going to say then.
It's a big fucking dildo.
The biggest toy you can give her is regret. We keep talking about the studio. We're not going to bang on about it the whole episode.
I'm not sure I can promise that.
But every time we sit down to record now, we're like, but we've done more. It's like being a kid and wanting to show what you've done. Like, and this week, everybody, Adam got a bit of artwork. I put it on a wall and we got soundproofing. It's like show and tell for a podcast. So I wanted to say, because it got talked about on Friday's episode, that I was going to do that drive-in gig. And I gave you a little name check. Obviously, it's your podcast as well. But when I did the little on-road, sorry about it being so late, because it was 10 p.m. when that went up, which I think everyone gets. Plus, yeah. there's only like about 800 hard-ons that are like, where is it? On a Friday night, like, love, do you want to get a takeaway? No, fuck off. It's Friday night. Have a word. So everyone else would have been like, yeah, it was there when I needed it. But as I was driving back, I remembered that I said, oh, you got offered that driving gig. And you were like, nah, I don't want to do it. I want to do a proper gig. And as I was driving away from what was one of the weirdest experiences of my career, I was like, that fucking clever little hairy bastard saw that one coming. It was so nice to see Freddie and Justin. It was so nice to see Justin. And it was, you know, nice to see Freddie. And what the fuck was he wearing? He what? Literally, if you said, that's a Gippo from Rap. Gippo. Sorry. Oh,
don't,
Jesus.
Don't you dare edit that out.
I'm getting, you know, two words that I'm getting way too comfortable with is Gippo and retard. And they're not allowed. But I'm like, oh, I'm doing so. I'm not racist. I've done well there. He looked like he just fixed up his waltzers. He looked grubby. Just, this is how bad it was. I was wearing an orange hoodie, my fucking running leggings, brown leather boots and grey shorts. I look like a futuristic nonce. Justin clocked me and went, you all right? Is that what you're wearing? I was like, yeah. And then he clocked Freddie, who was wearing like a barber jacket, lovely Ray-Bans, a shitty jumper. And if you said, look, you've got to change the oil on.
He had tracky bottoms on. But like not like the tight, nice ones, the dead baggy.
If you'd have got a DNA test on them tracky bottoms, I'm telling you, four types of food, three types of jizz.
It's a fucking banging name for an Edinburgh. Four types of food, three types of jizz.
It looked bad. And then the Nike trainers that Forrest Gump went running with, but like post-run, post like 15,000 mile jog.
See,
fucking messy, horrible cunt. I looked terrible.
He's a good friend of ours, and you've just called him a messy, horrible cunt to thousands of people.
Mate, you just called me a rat. Nah, you fucking rat.
Yeah, but you're here to defend yourself.
Yeah. I love Freddie. He looked like a messy, horrible cunt. And I was dressed like a bell end, and Justin just didn't give me. He was like, oh, yeah, whatever. What the fuck? It was like. And Freddie was stood there going, arr. It was like he was getting roasted. I was like, Freddie, you've been literally doing a roast online.
He was like, oh, I wasn't expecting this.
Just because you're outdoors and you're doing a drag, I know it's in a field. You're still on a stage though, innit? You still got, I don't know. They just look dirty. Four types of food. I don't know why would it be three different types of jizz.
Can I just say as well, I don't know whether we've got any listeners in Runcorn. But we've spent the last 2 weeks of our lives here, and I've been back and forward from our new studio to Shop and City. And I've travelled all over the world, Dan, as you know, the Middle East, America, and Tenerife.
Hull. I always throw Hull in at the end. I've done gigs in New Zealand, the Middle East, the Alps, Hull.
Runcorn has got
the ugliest people I've ever seen in my entire life. Every time I go to that shopping centre, I see... Do you remember that woman we seen who looked like soup? Like, she had, like, a white, but, like, off-white complexion with, like, big boils throughout. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. Last night, I had chicken soup, and I could taste her face.
What does it taste like, Runcorn face? Tastes like Runcorn lady. If you're not from the northwest of England, you might not have heard of Runcorn. It's sort of like...
After seeing the people around here, I'm not saying... I can't any longer say that it's a coincidence that there's a nuclear power plant nearby.
It's like there's a huge chemicals company just on the side of One Hill. There's an old bridge and a new bridge. And this is how it feels like.
And then all the people that North Wales didn't want...
recently crawled out of the ribble. I'm still getting over that woman who I just, because I was smiling in her direction, she was like, I found myself a husband. She was like, oh, who are you, sir? What kind of traveller are you? Smiling as a lady at Asda on a Friday. She was up to bang in the socially distanced queue in Asda. Just because I was like, she was like, oh, a smiler.
There's one of those...
I can't find her on Facebook, though.
You know those, like, 1990s amusement arcades that used to be in shopping centres? Well, there's still one in, the Runcorn one. You know where there's just, like, loads of...
What?
You know, like, slot machines you get in the pub.
Right, I thought you... I don't know where I went in my head, but I thought you meant, like, fucking Alton Towers. I was like... You got fucking... You've got the spinning teacups.
The Range, B&M, and Nemesis all in one car park.
Where's W.H. Smith? Next to the fucking log flume. Okay, just behind Trespass. They do a lot of good trade for waterproofs. I thought, fucking, how advanced was your shopping centre when you grew up? Yeah, yeah. Preston was proper shit. I didn't realise everyone else was that much better. It's got
the arcades.
Caterpillar
takes you from shop to shop. Oh,
the Caterpillar.
Yeah, a little arcade centre. It's called the Amusement Centre.
Yeah, the Amusements.
And I seen a fella come out of there the other day in a leather jacket, the oldest jeans I've ever seen, and he kicked the door on the way out. I was like, she's fucking gone divorce me. I've lost a week. I told her I was going shopping. I've put it all in the fucking one-armed bandit.
I love amusements. Oh, it's so depressing. Oh, it's so depressing.
What, like arcades, or are you now talking about towers?
The only good one that I've been in Newcastle City Centre, there is a bit where there's a huge cinema, Pizza Hut, and all these bars and restaurants. Is it called the fucking Gate or the Light or something? Anyway. Behind there is like a little route into Newcastle's Chinatown. Newcastle's Chinatown's fucking tiny. It's like down one street.
Welcome it's sort of, to the China
it's
House.
It's like down the side of the wall. They're like, yeah, you can go over there. It's kind of nice. For a city the size of Newcastle, it's relatively small. The gay scene's like five bars in a little cluster. There is an amusements down there on the way to that. People from Newcastle will know it. But it's got the old, it's got like red velvet on everything. Like proper red velvet. Like
red velvet man. Red velvet.
Hello. And it's got the, you put 10p in and you pull the lever and it's, you're going for the three cherries. Like old style, not like a depressing one that they have at the Dog and Duck where Trevor the Spanner keeps going, I put money in. It's gonna drop. It's gonna drop. And I'm talking about old, late, like Las Vegas.
One-arm bandit, yeah, like...
Yeah. But and they give free sandwiches to keep you in. Like the shittest Las Vegas.
That would work on me.
Like tiny little...
Give me a fucking bussy every 20 minutes. I'll fucking put 10 grand away.
That's a great way to spend. Just waste a fiver. Just putting 10p in after 10p.
I hope I don't get my auntie and uncle in trouble. But my auntie and uncle used to own pubs, rum pubs, right?
Right. Where's this going?
She once killed a man and buried him in the cellar.
She was in Portugal.
We used to go and stay. Were you doing a Maddie McCann joke?
I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Portugal.
Sorry.
I was trying to do topicals. Fritzel.
Shut up.
You're doing it to him now. You did it to me on the last episode.
We used to go and stay with them for a few days.
Your ma used to go and stay. No, go on.
Yeah, she did. She did. She used to come with us because we were children and we couldn't drive. And they had a Simpsons fruit machine, right? A Homer Simpson one.
That's cool.
And you know Santa's little helper from The Simpsons?
The dog, yeah.
Well, it was dressed as Santa's reindeer. Like, it had like a red nose on it, on the thing. And my auntie and uncle had figured out when his nose flashed red, meant it was about to pay out. It was like a little malfunction with it. So they told me. And what I'd do is I'd just sit in the pub all day watching the fucking regulars put fucking 20 quid each in. And then as soon as one of them walked away and it started flashing red, I'd just go over, put 20p in and get like 25 quid out.
Amazing. How many times did you do it?
We were there for a weekend. Literally, I would just sit staring at this fucking fruit machine all day until his nose flashed red.
Did you have a nice time on holiday, Adam? 175 quid later, I'm doing all right. Just cooking on the make. Put it all back into your tuck shop business.
Yeah, reinvested.
I don't think I've ever put money in a gambler in my life, in a pub.
Why?
I just think it's so depressing.
It's a bit of fun.
I don't know how they work, really.
No one does.
No. God. I've never been in a pub and like the most debonair, charming guy who's definitely gonna get laid is like at the fucking gambler with three babes around and like, oh my God. Darren,
he's at the quiz machine. He's at the quiz machine. Yeah.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Phone a friend.
Yeah, I just always looked at the sad fucks doing it and was like, I just don't. Yeah, I don't even want to learn that. I don't.
You got the quizzes?
Relatively knowledgeable, but
when was the Battle of Hastings?
1066.
Yeah, do you know that from the advert? 0800 00. 1066.
No, that's like the most famous date in British history, isn't it? One of them.
No, that's 9/11.
What, when Ethelred the Unready was king? That's quite good medieval king joke there. What, 9/11 AD? I love the old mate. If you are history geeks, this is well trodden for history geeks, but the names of the kings before William the Conqueror came over in the Norman, Ethelred the Unready, how is that?
Is that a real thing?
Ethelred the Unready was genuinely a king of England from about, I think it's about 950 AD.
Ethel the Unready.
Ethelred.
The Ethelred.
The Unready.
I tell you what, mate, my wife could be Ethelred the Unready because she takes bloody ages getting ready, eh? That's a bit, that. That's a bit.
Write it down.
Mama like that. Mama like that.
Well, such stupid cunt, you know.
If you came back, you know what Freddie was saying the other day about, I think everyone's going to come back to comedy and they're going to be doing the comedy they want to do. If Adam Rowe came back to the circuit doing fucking medieval English king,
tell you what, it'd be a difficult time currently if Edward the Confessor was king of England during the Me Too movement. And I don't know where I'm going with that one.
Where does he get these names from, though? Do they give them themselves?
You'd think it was posthumously. I can't say that word.
Posthumously.
Posthumously. Yeah, but you just said archive before.
When did I say that?
I think you just misspoke, and I tried not to be a bellhead. I think you were trying to say archive, and then you said archive.
It is archive.
What?
It's archive. I was talking about the seasoning to put in your soup. It's archives.
The notebook. Where's the notebook? Write them all down. This guy is going to the top.
It is archive. Archives.
As in where all the records are kept.
In an archive.
In the archives. Alrighty then.
Spell it.
It doesn't work like that.
How do you spell arch?
Yeah, all right, I get it.
How do you spell ives?
I get it, but that's not how you get around archive. That's not how it works.
Why is it not how it works?
Because it's just not pronounced like that.
So someone pronounced it wrong once and then they stuck with it. Doesn't mean I'm not right.
How confident in your bullshit are you? It is archive. Well, the rest of the English-speaking world doesn't think so, apart from some bell ends in Africa.
Why?
Archive.
Are you...
Why did it have to be Africa?
Did you want to get the studio finished just so you could ruin it all?
I don't know why I said that.
You've pissed off gypsies and Africans now.
Yeah.
That's a fucking Venn diagram, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just one man.
Medieval kings. What, African gypsies?
I will pave your god.
Holy shit. This is so dangerous.
Do you like dogs? Dogs, do you like them?
Dogs. Oh yeah, I like dogs. I like caravans more. You are very welcome. I will fight your fight. Oh, that's not like that.
It is, but that's what we were built on, isn't it? We're gonna say something horrendous on this one day that will actually end our careers because we push each other.
I don't really have a career, Adam. As long as
now.
What?
You've just bought a fucking studio, mate.
Bam, bam, bam.
Looks fucking good in here, doesn't it?
It does, mate. Can we get a poster of Ethelred the Unready up?
Yeah.
Bill Burr, Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Ethelred the Unready. Okay.
And Mario.
Mate. Great Edinburgh. Right. Enough of African gypsies and medieval kings, and that's never been said by anyone in human history before. Now an ad from our sex shop.
By the way, sex shop Mike, send us a dildo for the backdrop. We want a dildo for the shelves, don't we?
Yeah.
Contact us, Mike, because... I'll forget to contact you, and if you send us a big, massive purple fella, we'll put it.
I need to put
we'll put it in Rafiki's hands. Now, no one's ever said that.
Oh yeah, we've got Rafiki from Lion King.
We've got Bender from Futurama.
Have you had caffeine
earlier on?
All right, this first section has had all the ADD from both of us.
Yeah,
it feels like we've like snorted our Ritalin, and it's not. Yeah, we'd like a free dildo. I'm just going to throw that one out there.
Hey, throw it out there so we can throw it up there. Up there being your mask.
Oh no. We all knew. You could have left that one. And you said, and we'll throw it up there. Everyone went, oh yeah, he's talking about
you're fucking mad.
Let's crack on.
Can I go for a wee?
Yeah. Don't get lost in Runcorn or you'll find a new wife. It's time to have a peace with Adam alone. Do you like dicks? Oh, he's gone.
Today's episode is brought to you by letsbenaughty.co.uk. Even though lockdown is easing, passing the time can still be hard. So why don't you shake things up and put a bit of kink into your quarantine? If you're looking to stock up on Millennium Lube or buy your mates some chocolate dildos, letsbenaughty.co.uk is here to help you take your sex life to the next level. Based in the Northwest, we've got a massive selection of vibrators and dildos for the ladies or the boys, sexy lingerie, cock rings, masturbators, and for the adventurous couples out there, there's loads of things to discover, like our kinky bondage gear. We've got everything you could possibly need to put a buzz back into your bedroom. We deliver all over the UK, so when you shop online with Let's Be Naughty, you'll enjoy free delivery on orders over £50, and it's sent in super discreet packaging, so you don't have to worry about those nosy bastards next door. As a bonus for listeners of this podcast, if you use the code HAVEAWORD, all as one word, that's HAVE AWORD, you'll get 10% off your entire order. So go to letsbenaughty.co.uk and see how much fun you can have when you get a bit naughty. That's letsbenaughty.co.uk.
It's time for Have a Word with Adam Rowan the Nightingale. Remember to subscribe to our YouTube. YouTube.com/haveawordpodworld.
Nah, nah, nah.
Your ma. Eyelids. I just wanted to share. We know this has come in. I just had a funny thought. If I shared a podcast studio with a mate and I'd acquired a new orange couch to put in it, I would defo sneak the girlfriend in after hours to christen it. I wanted to ask if you'd even thought of that, and if so, would you tell your podcast partner? You fucking lid. How did you think that throwing of the bottle would go?
Just gave it a shot.
Adam's gone weird.
I take many, many, many risks in life, and some of them pay off.
Have you just phoned your life coach? Did you just go outside and phone your life coach? Like, I mispronounced archive, and now I'm running
it
out.
It is archive.
Where is it? Oh, it's over there. Ting.
What do you mean?
Don't be a sniff of the bell variety. So Dan J has asked if either of us have thought about christening the couch, and honestly, it's hard enough getting laid in my own bed.
What? I've offered Jade £20 to come and do it.
Would she?
Don't know. I don't think she'd be vehemently against it.
No,
she'd make me Dettol it first.
Yeah, I think we probably have to keep it to ourselves. You know, we're trying to get like big guests on.
Yeah. Oh, don't mind that. That's just a bit of me spunk.
All right. Are you leaving anything to the imagination today? Or are we going fucking... We're going in. I just
like sometimes... I think there's... Like, obviously, with the art of comedy, just leaving something unsaid subtly can often be really, really good. But I think there's something to be said for sometimes for a good comedian to just fucking hit you over the head with something.
Just hammer it home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I did with your ma. Oh. It's getting childish now. Stop it.
All right. I think... Fidgety. I think...
You haven't missed me fidgeting, have you?
I think a couch is quite a good place for a bonk. Nothing beats the bed, though, does it? Like, the bed is... The bed's the brand leader, isn't it? When people are like, oh, let's be adventurous.
We've got a dishwasher on top of our washing machine, and that helps because you can put a head in the dishwasher whilst you've got it bent over the washing machine.
Head in the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense visually in my head.
It's a tabletop dishwasher.
Right.
And it sits on top of the washing machine. So you open the dishwasher... Head goes in there.
When was the last time you had a bonk that wasn't in a bed?
That was an hour and a half ago.
Really? With that guy that was showing you around the venue? Yeah, he seemed nice.
Bonk that wasn't in the bed. I don't know.
Are you a bed man?
Yeah, most of the time. It's probably at least a week.
Sometimes we go floor if there's like a... Remember last year we were in a rented house... Before we bought, and the bed frame came with the house, and it was fucking massive. We were like, oh, we'll just put our bed frame in the thing, we'll just leave this up, it's a wooden one. And it really creaked. And Laura and I are, you know, not insubstantial people, got on the floor, was like, it's fine, let's get on the floor. And it's really unforgiving when you're on the floor. You're like, oh shit, we are not in a good shape.
Yeah,
yeah.
I used to do that with one of my exes. We used to shag on the floor because I've told the story, really. We used to... Her bedroom was in the attic above her mum and dad's bedroom. Mum and stepdad. So we had to bang on the floor. Yeah. That's where I snapped my banjo. Remember that story?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah.
Where it was bleeding out my dick all over the place.
Not one for shagging outside as well. I just think, like, you've just done it when you do it when you're young. You're like, wow, we've done it. And then you're like, it's not great, is it?
No. Like, the bed is purpose-built, innit? You do... But, like, I would do it on the couch. I would do it in here, absolutely, if she was up for it. Why not? That's a fun thing to be able to say you've done.
Could you imagine getting thrown out because the cleaner came in just as you were, like, fucking giving Jade the good archive news?
Well, if the cleaner doesn't knock, it's their fault, innit?
I'm not sure that counts in a professional setting.
Well, I'll see it in court. I've been watching, I'm nearly finished The Good Wife now, so I know everything.
Hi, Bin Lids. I just want to say I love, love, love the pod. I'm so happy you're in your studio, and hopefully things will go up and up for you both and your amazing podcast. Well, thank you. This is from Sarah. Hope you have a fab day. Can I get a big happy birthday shout out for my bestie, Amy Johnston? Hope you have a fab day. Lots of love. This will make her birthday.
No, Amy, go fuck yourself.
Happy birthday, Amy. You've been great so far.
Amy,
bought merchandise.
No, here's the thing, right? No, you're not getting a birthday shout out just because you asked for one. Send us 20 quid. We'll give you a shout out. We're still going to get more artwork for this fucking studio, all right? We're starting to charge from now on. Okay.
If she's attractive, she could get on the wall next to Ethelred. Ethelred the Unready.
Why would we not put an unattractive woman on the wall?
Good. Listen, that's the least of my worries, isn't it?
You said if she's attractive. I'm asking you to stand by what you've just...
No, why are you trying to bury me?
Those disgusting words.
I've already got African gypsies pissed off.
Yeah.
All one of them. Happy birthday, Amy. I hope you have a great one. Sarah's also put a would you rather, and it is the most female would you rather we have ever received.
Can I try and guess what it is then? It's a female one.
No, now you see, it's dangerous when you're guessing this. This
Why?
Is because I feel like I've given you a loaded machine gun. Hang on. Have a shoot.
Would you rather... I can't think of anything.
I think it's going to be bad as well. Would you rather be rich and be single forever, mm-hmm. or find the love of your life, your soulmate, and be poor?
Such a girl. Would you rather
have the perfect hair or the perfect figure, Adam?
I'd rather be rich, obviously.
As soon as I read it, I love it that Sarah's gone, this'll really have them thinking. You're like, you can't ask that.
Me and Jay, if I didn't earn a semi-decent living, right, me and Jay wouldn't be together.
What?
Like, under normal circumstances, I earn enough from comedy that...
You take money!
Not loaded, but I earn more than... You know, someone on minimum wage, which is the environment I grew up in and Jay grew up in, which means, you know, we rent a 3-bedroom house between us. We eat out once a week. It's, you know, it's not, I'm not loaded, but it's okay. Yeah, if I didn't earn that, then we'd have defo split up ages ago.
Friend indeed. Oh, she a gold digger. Way over time.
She's not a gold digger. She's more like a bronze scraper. She's a bronze looking down the couch. She's not digging for it, and she's only going to find a couple of quid, but it is there.
She's a copper scratcher.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like,
you think...
You can't... Have you seen, like, a really poor couple? It's really hard. You end up blaming each other at times for, like, your financial situation. I think it's a really daunting thought, being truly poor, because you get no fucking help from anyone in power, and I'd much rather be Leonardo DiCaprio just banging women on a yacht.
I mean, yeah, but it doesn't, yeah. Would you rather be rich and be single?
Doesn't mean you can't fuck people.
Leonardo DiCaprio could be poor and he'd still bang, wouldn't he? It's you rich. So how rich is rich? 10 mil.
10 mil?
10 million pounds.
Yeah, but like... Yeah, I'd rather be rich. I'll back myself to be able to just,
yeah,
you know, have a series of...
Well, Jade doesn't listen to the podcast, so that should be taken into account with Adam's answer.
She'd say the same thing.
My wife listens to the podcast, so Sarah, obviously the answer is, I found the love of my life, and that's all the riches I need.
You've got to be fucking grateful the video isn't on today, lad, because the lies that are coming out of your irises.
Eyelids, would you rather make anyone over the age of 18 have an orgasm if you make eye contact with them, even if it's just for a fraction of a second?
You can, or it automatically does that.
Would you rather make anyone over the age of 18?
All right, okay, so it just
have
happens.
An orgasm.
You got no control.
So it just happens. Or you cannot jizz without shouting your partner's dad's name at the point of orgasm. This means even on a one night stand, you'd have to find out their dad's name. You could be like, guy, I don't know. You've got to actually.
What's your dad's name? Right. The second one still. Be awkward making people come in the shops, wouldn't it? Imagine the people that we would have made fucking come at Runcorn Shopping City.
I think we did. I think we did.
Look at him. Who are these futuristic men? They wear skinny jeans.
Yeah, let's think it through properly. You make eye contact with someone and they jizz, right? Is that anyone over the age of 18? Yeah. How could you do a family meal ever again?
Exactly.
You'd sit down.
I can quite happily shout Colin every time I come.
If I had no family, but you'd never have a personal relationship with anyone, because like literally Carl would get back from Japan and be like, mate,
exactly.
Oh, so what first, the fuck, mate?
The first one is a nightmare. Oh no, sunglasses. Just wear sunglasses. Can't make eye contact with sunglasses.
Right. Say the sunglasses thing doesn't work. Imagine walking on stage at a comedy club. Just literally like...
Well, the thing is, though, you wouldn't be a comedian anymore. You'd be a fucking absolute god, wouldn't you?
No,
you're going to the cum show. What's the cum show? Adam Rowe just walks on stage and looks at you till you come. It's $9,000 a ticket.
But they don't, mate. I don't think people
you
want that.
You would pay good money for that.
I can do that for free to myself.
Yeah, but
people aren't going to be like, "Oh, same, mate, I love it." It's Julie's birthday.
It's not the all same, of the guy- is it? You can make carbonara at home. You'd still rather go to Jamie Oliver's restaurant.
What are you on about? Go if we go if you go to comedy, you walk on Adam Rowe. No one knows you've got the jizz eyes, right? You walk on stage, everyone's like, oh, I've seen his stuff on YouTube, he's great. And then you just look over and they're like, like fucking Darren's on his stag do, like, oh yeah, he's fucking quality. Yeah. No one wants to jizz in the pants on their own stag do.
No, but they do. Some of them.
But
like,
then,
some people would pay. I'm not saying that, like, yeah, if I was at Hot Water and no one was expecting it, then they'd be a bit pissed off. But if they knew they were coming so that I would look at them until they come, I think people pay good money for that.
Well, why would it be an enjoyable experience being in a crowd and all waiting for your jizz eye? Like, I can see the appeal. Like, have you heard this happens? I don't know if I'd
it's
pay...
It's a day out, innit? I used to drive to fucking Blackpool to look at a load of lights when I was a kid.
Oh, though, I tell you what, it'd be great fun going to church.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? Never mind.
Take me to church.
Never mind.
I'll make you come in.
Never mind comedy gigs. Comedy gigs, you're playing to normal people. Church, you could ruin some Christian's afternoon, couldn't you? Dearly. It's just everyone like...
If you were the priest, you mean?
So no, like you could just be in there. First of all, the priest makes eye contact. That would be so. Oh, what a moment that would be, as like the priest or vicar walked out and was just looking around. Like today's sermon is about.
Hey, priests aren't allowed to come, are they? Ever? Because they don't have like priests can't marry. Vicars can, because vicars are CV. But Catholic priests.
Yeah.
Can't marry, can't have sex, and can't have a wank.
Can they have a wank? No. I mean, is there an official ruling on that?
It's in the Bible. It says, stop wanking, lad. Don't be a dick.
Is that something like that? Who's that? Fucking
Pope Steve. John Paul. No, Pope's not in.
No, it's the book according to Darren. Darren chapter 1, verse fucking 9. Get your hands out your pants, you dirty little rat.
Yeah. So my question is: a priest just walking around with fucking barrels of cum in their pants?
Well, it goes after a while, doesn't it? You have a wet dream after a while.
But isn't that sin?
No, that's a natural bodily thing. You've not done anything. That's your,
if that's true, mate, if that's the loophole, then if I was a priest, I'd be like, just like close my eyes in bed, just fucking like having a little go. And I'm asleep. I'm asleep. I'm just rubbing my balls on the headboard. No, I'm asleep. It's not.
No, but they know. They'd know. In their head, they'd be like, I know what's happening. I know I'm doing this to myself. But if it happens naturally, that's your body way of going, listen, this is fucking, we've got way too much pull the.
Do you reckon that's what, like, it's serious, and it is going a bit noncy, right, but I'm serious. Do you reckon that's why they end up fucking kids?
Do you reckon? Are you literally just putting this together now? that maybe is the link between paedophilia and the Catholic Church? And the reason for it.
Yeah.
I reckon, Adam, yeah. Because if they're out banging bitches, I don't think they'd be like, yeah. Like, yeah. It's not good, is it? How long have you gone without cracking one out or having an orgasm? I think 12 days is my absolute... 10, 12 days.
12 days? Same. I wouldn't be able to fucking walk.
Have you seen the episode of The Simpsons where Apu doesn't sleep for like 4 days straight? And they've got the CCTV, and on the fourth day, he thinks he's a hummingbird. And he's like, that's how I felt after about a week and a half.
Why did you go a week and a half?
Because we went to New Zealand on that road trip. I'm sure I've talked about it on the pod. We rented a camper van, and me and Bondi were like, I do not want to come back from the showers, and you're in the camper van cracking one out. So we're having a no wanking in the camper van. And we literally let it build up to over a week. And then
are not good enough mates to each other. That's fucking stupid, that. If that was me and Carl, I'd be like, listen, lad, go for a walk. I'll be 7 minutes. And that includes finding the video, which is 4 of it.
We got to the motel in Rotorua, and the connection was so slow. We only got about 15 seconds of porn. But after a week and a half, it was like, that's enough. But that is the thing. It's a build-up. It's a build-up, and it's unhealthy.
And then they fuck a kid because they're like, oh, I can't. That's why they've started doing it, isn't it?
Cause no, like, not all of them, by the way. Just the horrible paedophilic ones. It's not. That is not a natural reaction to not getting laid. Like, I mean, what could I do? It's not like everyone's like, well, yeah.
No,
I mean, you were backed up. No. Like, it's you still have to be evil to do it, but it's definitely not helping, is it?
Yeah, I understand it more now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point of that rule? What is the point of the rule? Why?
They're married to God and you can't shag God.
Yeah. But at what point were they like, this will definitely help? This will be... Is it to put them on a pedestal in society? Be like, these people are beyond reproach in terms of their morals.
No, I think like it was more like, you know, I should be everything you need. God's arrogant, isn't he?
God's needy.
Yeah. God's like, yeah. Why do you need to rub your dick when you can just have a chat with me about like,
yeah,
what candles you're gonna use?
I don't want you to, and I'm in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, but God, you're seeing loads of nuns and priests. It's not the point.
Do you reckon God, do you believe in God at all?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 120 hours of podcasting later, Adam's like, he could be pretty religious. Yeah. Do you know when last week we were singing, "Is Getting God in Here? Now Take Off All Your Robes"? Were you like, God, Dan really loves Jesus?
No, but you can believe in God without being religious.
Yes, you can be spiritual.
Yeah.
Right.
So what are you?
Straight down the line, hardcore, brutalist atheist.
So you think when you're dead, you're just dead.
You're
over.
Dead as fuck. And I think it's a natural state of the human condition to be arrogant enough to think you are more than what you've got. Like, this isn't the fucking best. All of the chance and the absolute fluke it takes for human existence to get to this point, and then you're the sperm out of all those millions, like, brrr, coming through your dad's dick that were lucky enough to get in that fucking egg and still were like, yeah, there must be more than this though. You fucking kidding? You get to exist for more than like the average lifespan's what, like 75, 80 years, and you get to enjoy fucking chips and like the beach and sex and fucking dawn and Mario Kart. All these amazing things, and still we're arrogant enough to be like, I don't want this to just be the, this can't be it. Of course it's fucking it. It's great. Make the most of it. Get on with it and fucking be nice to people.
Aliens are real though.
Yeah, I'm not.
So there is more.
No, I meant more to this life.
I also think there's more to this life. I think there's a, what's the word? A more powerful being, what's the word?
Like a deity or a god or a higher power or...
A higher power.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think we're like, you know, top shelf.
You don't?
No.
So what you, you're, are you sort of, where's this pod? How have we got from Ethel Read the Unready? What were we even talking about? Hang on, let me just track this back. This was the jizz eye contact. We've literally got from jizz, making people jizz with eye contact to the meaning of human existence in about 17 minutes. Are you saying, are you being serious?
Yeah.
That you think life on Earth, human existence, all life on Earth,
yeah,
has something to do with a maker? Or are you saying that there's aliens as part of that higher power?
I mean, I wouldn't rule that out.
Right.
See? Like I'm a fucking idiot now. Right, just wait. Because I can't explain it while I'm laughing because it sounds like I'm taking the piss, and I'm fucking not. So, I don't necessarily think there was a creator, but I think... there was someone. I think it's someone's job to make sure we're on the right track.
What? How can there be a higher power who didn't create it? What, did he just find it? There's just higher powers like checking his fucking pocket. He went, oh Jesus, look at that. There's the fucking universe. I didn't even realise I had one of them in there. Like, surely if there's a higher power, he or she or they, mama like that, created it. Because how can you have a higher power that didn't start the fucking thing? You can't look after it.
Maybe it's like a family business thing.
Oh.
And he inherited it. I don't know. I haven't got all the answers.
No. Oh, right. I don't think you've got any of the answers.
Right, listen. Right, listen. No, listen. Now, right. Listen. So, I think... that is, like, there's probably a higher power, a creator then, right? Let's say you did create it.
For the sake of this. Oh, fucking hell.
And...
you know, when you found out I wear underpants...
Yeah.
You know how annoyed you felt?
Yeah.
This is my version of it. A creator is my version of Y-fronts.
Okay, right. I think there was a creator, but I don't think he was that bothered.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He got bored of us.
Wanted to get on for his tea.
No, he's just like, he's made, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you ever get Lego for Christmas and you get halfway through building it and you're like, ah, fuck that, I can't be, I'm bored.
Yeah.
He was like that. And he's fucked off now. And we've been left to our own devices. And I don't think he's like, you've got to pray to me and whatever.
Right. What point did he tag out? Because, I mean, just objectively speaking, we've finished the Lego, haven't we? When did he tag out? In and around the time of Christ, when everyone's living in fucking wood huts and now we've got skyscrapers.
I reckon like Sadie's five of friends. I reckon that was enough for him.
Yeah. No, he's gone silly. His head's gone.
But no.
Do you really? Yeah. Do you really think there's a creator and a higher power?
Yeah. I think it's a nice comforting thought, but I don't think you have to worship him. I think he's just like...
I think it's a horrific thought.
Why?
Because then someone started... This is what doesn't make sense about the creator thing.
I don't think he's got like a grand plan and he dictates everything and it's all written. I think he's fucked off. I think he got bored.
But if someone believes that, this is where I get really weird with when people have faith. I would never want to take away from that, and I'm aware that this isn't a private conversation. This is a conversation between you and me that a lot of people are listening to, and they may have faith. And your faith is your thing, and I am actually jealous because I'd love it. I would love that spiritual safety net of being like, well, life's all right, but it's going to be great. I would love that. I can't get there in my head. But I find it very difficult when people talk about someone who started it or made it. So at what point did a higher power or God make it? Because after that, it's been fucking free range and we've done the rest. So have they made all of this? So if they've made all of it and this was all part of their plan, then they cause all the pain and misery. So when people go, this is one of my bugbears, especially in the NFL.
No, see, that's what I'm saying.
People go, I want to thank God. You know, I got three touchdowns.
Yeah, I think they're wrong.
I got three touchdowns today.
I think
today.
They're wrong. I don't think God had anything to do
you
with
know,
that.
Just want to thank God works in mysterious ways. He does, because he gave you three touchdowns and that kid lymphoma.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, he's fucked off, Annie.
When did he fuck off?
Ages ago.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Henry the A4 or something.
Ethelred the Unready.
Like, pre or post Ethelred? Anne Boleyn. Like,
you're just saying names from history. No, I'm being serious. Christopher Columbus. No, let me think about it. William. King William. Which one? 14th? 12th. How many has been? Middle. Just call me. King William the Five. Probably.
Check the archives. See who there was and I'll pick one. Look, I just reckon he just fucked off ages ago.
Okay.
And I think he started it and then he didn't like... He's a scientist, so he doesn't want to keep affecting the results. So maybe he just made the two atoms that twatted together and made the universe.
Yeah, I don't think he can take credit for anything then.
But he still did it, didn't he?
Yeah, no, but I see what you mean. But yeah, it's you know what I find fascinating? I'd love to be wrong.
Right, no.
I'd love to be wrong.
Here's the thing.
I'd love to die and wake up and go, oh my God, here we are. Jesus, yeah. This is it. I can't believe it.
I don't believe in organized religion. I don't think there's like I don't think the Christian God is a thing. I just think, you know.
Yeah. And what's that higher power? Look, where are we going with this? What? What's that higher? So, is there another place after? Is afterlife? Is there another place?
There's got to be.
Yeah.
Why does none of it make sense?
And it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But that can be enough, though, can't it?
No.
Okay. So, in this other place, everything you see is going to be personal to you. Your heaven, the idea of heaven, has to be personal to you. There can't be one. Have place for heaven because someone's going to get there and go, oh fuck, well I don't want Piers Morgan in heaven, and Piers Morgan be like, essentially a dickbag, but I'm a nice guy, good family guy. He could be. He's...
I didn't say there was a heaven and a hell though.
Do you think if you get to the afterlife, Jurgen Klopp is going to represent God for you? Like your visualization of God is probably going to look like Jurgen Klopp, the manager of Liverpool Football Club.
I don't think it's like a physical thing. I think it's just a feeling when you get there. You're like a spirit and you just know. You've still got like knowledge and feelings and you're just like right in here and it's all sound.
Right. Like a dreamlike state.
Yes.
But wouldn't your heaven include Greg's? So you'd be like this like feeling, but you'd still want pasties.
Yeah. Yeah. Greg's.
What are you laughing at?
In my head, I can just see a floating, like... like
steak, Adam's floating soul. Like, yeah, I scored this. It's like a state of mind, like a dream. Everything's sound. And then a steak bait floating in like... Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah.
And then he just floats off.
Do you think that's a nicer thought than just, oh, it's fucked?
Oh, yeah. Of course it's a nicer thought.
Before you said it was a shit thought.
It's a bullshit thought, but it is a nicer thought. Yeah. Living in fucking Care Bear world is nicer than just the eternal abyss.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is possible, isn't it?
Well, What, that heaven is just the fucking Care Bear?
No, that heaven, like, that there's an afterlife where it's all sound. Why would you not want to believe that?
I want to believe I can fly. Like, I would, I want to believe that I can fly. But if I jump off this building, me wanting,
fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can prove you can't fly. You can't prove there's no fucking next bit.
Do you know how combative we've got? You know, proving each other right and wrong.
Yeah.
I'd love to die at the same time as you.
Why?
I don't know, because if I'm right...
Because if you're right, you never get to... But if I'm right, can you imagine how fucking unbearable I'd be if I'm right about the afterlife?
You're not in my heaven.
It's not heaven. It's not a good place and a bad place. It's just a place.
Yeah, but you floating around as a fucking... Like a cloud of
Lid. You don't believe in anything. So maybe when you get there, all it takes to get in is that you believe. Maybe you've just got to watch me having all my steak bakes and banging fucking Mila Kunis souls. And you're just watching while you're getting fucking fucked up the arse with a pineapple by Jimmy and Gina.
Imagine if that's what got me out. Listen, it was in the balance. Adam Nillick, but he seems keen. And he's been, you know, pretty open to it. You nearly got in, Dan, but just sit yourself down. This will be Jürgen. What were you saying about African gypsies? Was that? I think that's tipped it the wrong way. See you later.
Question two.
What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? I don't even know what I've just been a part of.
I think we just solved life.
I don't think we. Oh God! How can someone with such like hardline opinions, well-formed opinions, sound like such a fucking drugged-up nana talking about the afterlife? just think it's gonna be nice. Have a cup of tea, floating around with Henry VIII, Anne Boleyn, Ethelred the fucking whatever, and your ma. You know them, you love them, it's Vauxhall Comedy Club in that there London. If you're visiting London, if you're going down for the weekend, take your missus, take your fella, take them to go and see comedy. There's some cracking comedy shows in London. Some of them, and I've played them, are a little lacking in fucking soul. Vauxhall Comedy Club. This is a comedy club done with love and care and done properly in a great room with great atmosphere with brilliant comics, some from the TV, some up and coming circuit talent. And the absolute best of it, if you're there for the weekend, is Friday and Saturday night. And down at Vauxhall Comedy Club, they call it bottomless booze comedy. So basically, you pay them an entry fee with the money for your booze included. It's 25 quid. It's a 90-minute show. And you also get bottomless booze, wine, beer, cider, 25 quid. There's also a spirit and mixer bottomless ticket that starts at £35. And if you're a purist, you're staying sober, you're fucking zyvin, the ticket's just a tenner. Once we're done with the Rona and back to normal trading, Vauxhall Comedy Club is usually open Monday to Saturday. It's right next to a street food garden. And between now and then, do us a favour at Have a Word and follow the Vauxhall Comedy Club online. You can join the mailing list. It's at Vauxhall Comedy Club on Insta, at Vauxhall Comedy on Twitter, and Vauxhall Comedy Club on Facebook. It's an over 18 night out, and you never know, come the autumn, you might see me and Adam there.
From Texas to Skem, every lead is listening to the funniest podcast in the game. This is Have a Word.
It's time to have a word with Adam and Dan. Tell us all the problems you have with your friends. This was going to be the whole podcast. Now it's just a podcast.
This just in, I love printing out the shit.
Yeah.
Just makes me feel like the news. This is the news.
I hope this is never the news.
This is like a news desk, though, isn't it?
It is. I'm so excited to show the people what we've built, you know, because they're just hearing about it.
All right, lads, it's Stella Stee again. Please have a word with my... Jesus, Stee. Cheeky cunt of a mother-in-law.
Ja! Upset me, nasty bitch!
Why has he upset you?
No, it's upset her.
Oh.
She thinks it's acceptable to walk into my house without knocking on the door first. She's treating my house like a fucking hotel, and it's starting to piss me off. The next time I see her coming towards the door, I'm going to whip out my cock and start pulling the head off it and see what her reaction is. Or do you have any other ideas?
I would say, when in doubt, don't sexually assault.
Yeah. I think that could lead to, Steve, some problems.
Just like a couple of problems, but you just never know.
Listen, I like your instinct.
I like masturbating as much as the next guy. And I hate your mother-in-law just because you do, because you're a pal.
He's a good lad.
And let's just say this, Steve. Right? Don't wank at your mother-in-law because it's going to cause problems at the Christmas dinner table.
I am not that bothered. If I had a family member that lived near me, I would not be that... I really thought about this. Obviously, don't wank in front of your mother-in-law. It's just one of them things you shouldn't have to say, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're at the fucking... If you're at the pearly gates, that is going to be a black tick, innit? But I'm not bothered about people who, like, family members just coming in. We don't have anyone particularly close to us living round. But I wouldn't be like, what the fuck? It's like, depends. I feel like how they've often got VIP. VIP rights.
Depends how often. Like, I'm the same. Like, I would have our door constantly open if Jade wasn't so. Shut the door. Like, someone's car got robbed 6 months ago and you just never know whether that guy is now going round robbing tellies out of living rooms at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. You just never know.
In theory, it makes sense, doesn't it? Why would you... It's not worth the risk, but...
But yeah, I would let my family come around, but there's a point where I'd have to be like, listen, guys, hey, you've been here for 6 hours today in three different sections, so why don't you fuck off?
But if they came in without knocking, would it piss you off? If your dad...
No, I do. I'm bad for that. Paul Smith used to tell me off for that.
What?
Because he lived in the road next to me for a bit.
And you just went round?
If I was on my way... If I text him and was like, I'll be round in a bit, if I was going for a cup of tea or to do some writing or whatever, I'd just walk in because his door was open.
Yeah, because it's been pre-agreed via text. Are you in? Yeah, I'm in. Right, I'm coming round.
Yeah.
The door's unlocked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, is it the opening of Parliament? Do we have to have Black Rod, like, fucking banging three times? Well, why didn't you knock? Because it's the fucking future and we live in it. I've already knocked via a phone.
So instead of saying order, he goes, doorbell! 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 Order! Order the doorbell!
Order!
Doorbell!
I like a little bit. My sister, if people just turn... Even if... I'm talking about even if they not... If people turn up at her house and it's not been prearranged, she fucking hates it. She does not like drop-ins. She's anti-drop-in. I like it when people drop in.
No, I do. I like a drop-in as well. What I hate, though... He won't listen to this. My dad's got a mate. And when I used to live with my dad, he'd do a drop-in. Unannounced. Just popping in for a cup of tea.
But he'd knock, but he's just dropped by without texting.
But even if you're eating your tea, he'd stick round. So, like, let's say you've just finished cooking or you've been the chippy and everyone's got their food plated. He'd just come in and still have the conversation. That is a fucking faux pas. If I'm having me sausage dinner, you're getting in your car and fucking off. You know what I mean?
Read the signs.
Yeah.
I've had mates come round. They're like, oh, we'll come round today. And then they come round at like 6. And you're like, yeah, but I've got a fucking 3-year-old. Do you know what I mean? You can't still be here at 9 o'clock. It's like well past bedtime. They're like, so anyway, what you be like? You're like, make it. You don't have to. I don't want to have to be the guy to be like, you got to go. You got to go home. Yeah. I don't want you to make me that eggy guy.
Be polite. Just don't outstay your welcome. That's the phrase. And don't outstay your welcome. If someone's having their tea, fuck off. Unless you've been invited round for tea.
Or if you say, do you know what the normal thing to say is like, oh, you're having your tea. Should I bugger off? And then they can be like, oh, but then even then people are polite and like, no, you can stay.
Yeah. What I want them to do is go, oh, you're having your tea, I'll get off. I'll come back. I want them to be the one who like makes that decision.
And then you, if you're like, mate, honestly, stay, I'll be done in 10 minutes. Have a cup of tea, sit in, I'll be done in 10. You should put the emphasis on the person having the tea, not
because
to like,
okay. I won't pander to them. So they're going to make me be the arsehole when they're the one doing something eggy. So if they go, oh, what are you having? Sausage dinner, yeah, yeah. I was just with Steve before and we were talking. I'll go, lad, I'm having me tea, you know, could you just fuck off and I'll ring you in a bit. I'll do that, but I shouldn't have to.
Yeah, but you give, you're the opposite of Laura. Like, Laura's full of, like, social anxiety. Like, she went round to the neighbours the other day. She came back, she was like, I can genuinely feel my social anxiety's up. And I was like, why? She's like, just because we've been round there and now I'm like, oh, God, did I say something or did they, oh, God. And it never even registers with me. She preempts the awkward conversation, like, four fucking bits of the conversation. You're so good at being the opposite of that. You're just like, you'll say it. That's why it's easy being... We had this conversation when we started out and I was like, oh, I didn't want to do that because I thought it might piss you off. And you went, mate, if you're doing something I don't want you to do, I'll go, mate, I don't want you to do that.
Yeah.
And as soon as we had that conversation, early doors in this podcast, it has made... working with you and starting the studio so much fucking easier because
yeah.
I don't have to think, oh, maybe Adam's saying that because he actually wants me to do that. I'm like, all of that bullshit that I've had with friends in the past is just evaporated. It does make it easy, but you almost have to make that deal early in the friendship and like, this is how we're going to be. This is what I want. Can I just say it? Don't take the fucking hump. Which, on the sly, I sort of expect all my male friends to be like, because just fucking do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was a bit upset about what you said there, like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I'll just go, lad, look, I don't want to do it that way, so whatever. And I think, yeah, but I'm quite upfront with people, and I think, you know, it rubs a couple of people up the wrong way because they're not used to someone being so, no, this is how I like things, and I'd really rather do it this way. But those people are not normally worth giving a shit about because, not giving a shit about, but like, I'm never going to work with someone who can't tell me, lad, you're doing that wrong and you need to listen to me on this, and or can't take me doing that, because I'm quite flexible with a lot of things, but there's certain things where I'm like, no, I really want this to be done this way because I can't get my head around it being another way, and unless you convince me that it should be the other way, then I'm not going to budge on it.
We're just up front. It's blunt, that's what it is. You are quite blunt with it, but it's a simpler way of existing. Family isn't like that. So to be fair to Steve, who's got a mother-in-law that just walks in, you could be like, well, just tell her, but it doesn't fucking work like that, does it? So, you know, I mean, this is coming from us. We haven't got mums, but a lot of my mates have had issues with their mums. As they get older and as their mums are getting older, there's a lot of like, well, I thought you were coming here for Christmas with the kids. Every Christmas, I'm talking to a couple of mates who are like, mate, fucking Rachel's mum's been a fucking nightmare. My mum's going mental. Like, I haven't talked to my stepmom in 3 years.
Ooh.
We had a fallout 3 years ago. Always been a little bit tempestuous. Always gotten well. We haven't seen each other for 3 fucking years because it booted off and I tried to do what we're talking about, which I've done in the past and gone, hey, mate, you're my stepmom. I've known you fucking 20 years. I love you. You love me. What are we doing here?
Oh, stepmom. I thought you meant mother-in-law for a second then. I was like, oh, take
it. Oh, no, my mother-in-law's... Mate, yeah. If my mother-in-law walked in, I'd be fine. The most chilled out person in my life. She's a fucking dream.
Yeah.
But my stepmom, as time's gone on, that relationship has got more and more complicated. Being blunt worked when I was a bit younger. I was like, look, I love you. Why were you fucking getting annoyed about this? It's not important. And it stopped working. I tried to just deflect. This was 3 years ago. It backtracked. I can't work out what it started with. But then a few incidents over a summer and it all came to a head in September. Fuck me, did it get eggy. And it's never sorted out. A couple of attempts to sort it out, but it's not easy to be blunt and straightforward. It's a hard one. I see what Steve means. It is hard because you want to just go, could you just fucking knock?
Yeah, but I've got to be honest with you. And I love Steve. You know, he's been in touch before. Stella Steve with the pissy pint glass and whatever. I sort of think the person he needs to speak to is his missus. And he needs to go, look, we need to have a conversation and just say, because I think it's a bit weird the way your mum just walks in. I'd rather she knocks. And if his missus is like, don't be fucking stupid, this is what my family's like, we always just walk in, I think you've got to accept that that's part of being with that missus. You've got to just be like, Oh, that's what their family do. And it's not a massive inconvenience, is it?
No, but it, you
unless
are...
Unless he's been like wanking in the living room and his fucking mother-in-law's walked in.
But it's these little things that they bubble up over time. I think being with a partner who gets where... You're meant to be a partner. You know when we're partners, you're like your life partners. I think in those moments when you're like, could I just say, your mum just walking in, it's doing my head in.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's our house and I know she's your mum, I love her and everything. But for me, can we work together to just tell her that I'm not all right with it? Because it is Steve's house. In those moments, you really need your missus to be like, look, it's not a big thing. But it is you've got to work together. If she turns around and goes, no, it's fine, like that shit will bubble up eventually and be a proper problem. You need a missus or partner who's going to go, all right, look it's,
yeah,
let's
she,
try
she,
and fix it.
She needs to understand that it's doing his head in, but I think he needs to be, before he has that conversation, he needs to be ready to accept that might just be as a sudden. This is what I was talking about with arguing with Jade. It depends how much it pisses him off. He needs to bring this up with his missus so she knows it's a problem for him, right?
Yeah.
And then either if it really bothers him, he has to be like, look, we're starting to lock the door, I can't handle it, and his missus has got to deal with the fact that it's massive to him. Or what he's done is he's gone, hey, this thing is pissing me off, but because it's important to you and your family, I'll let it slide. But then he's got one in the chamber for when something important comes up.
Right. It is a classic example of that utility stuff that I was talking about 25 episodes ago, about how important is it to you and your missus. Do you fucking despise it and is she all right with it? Because then you should be the priority. But if it's huge to their family, it's really important. It's what we always do. And I know my mum likes the freedom and you're just a little bit pestered by it. You've got to let it go.
You got to let it go. Let it go.
Don't call your mother-in-law a cunt.
Well, let depends what she's done.
Oh, love my mother-in-law.
I'd call my mother-in-law a cunt.
She lent us 40 fucking grand.
I know she'd kill me. And so
she lent us 40 grand without us asking.
What for?
We basically, we were inheriting money from when my grandma died. And the sale was about to go through and we'd found a house that we wanted. And we'd got a chunk of savings and we'd found this house that we're in. And we were like, oh my God, it's more than we thought we'd get. More, you've seen my house. It's bigger than I expected to get.
It's massive, yeah, it's great.
And it needs loads of work, but we were doing that thing of like, we talked about like, maybe we won't go too big. We were like, we will get the biggest mortgage we can. We need every penny of the savings we've got and we need some of the inheritance. And then the house sale of my nana's bungalow fell through. And
sex, drugs, and my nana's bungalow.
Literally, my Laura was like, oh, we're gutted. The thing's fallen through. And she was like, oh, what a shame. And 20 minutes later, she ran back and went, we're going to lend you the money. I fucking love that woman. We didn't even ask. We didn't even fucking ask.
Can you tell her that my fucking furlough's been a bit delayed? See if she's just being generous with everyone or whether it's a family thing.
Yeah. Good on you, Jude. You fucking ledge.
Hey, Jude, give me some cash. Take a mortgage and make it.
She's just become another grandma today, and I've just got another niece.
I thought you were about to tell me that you had just had a baby today, and I was like,
kept that quiet.
You kept that quiet, and I'll tell you what, I could have done this studio on my own if you needed the time off, kid.
Yeah, but I've had a kid before. I've never had a studio before. Congratulations, Tom and Emily.
You're right, love. Is it out? Right, cool. I said I'd be there for two.
Push, love. Push. Gotta get the fucking wallpaper up. It's been a fun one, that, hasn't it? I mean, how did we? The breadth of subject matter. Song?
Why not?
Should we fuck off?
Why not?
Danny Jack. DannyJacq. Danny Jacq. Found my source. Absolute corker of a song to play this Murpher out. And I will work out a way of reading the patrons today.
If you can.
Might have to have a little furlough on the Patreons till next Monday when we're all set up and we've got internet in here.
Absolutely, I think
the £10 Patreon executive producers, we appreciate the shit out of you. We just don't have any internet here while we're recording. We will have it sorted by next week. And for everyone else, see you Friday. For the patrons of all tiers, £3, £5, and £10, the Patreon special will be up on Wednesday evening. All of the Patreon specials recorded are up there. Some extra content as well. You can sign up at patreon.com/haveawordpod. This is Danny Jacques. How'd I live?
Bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia.
Find my source, ayy. All the signs that I've ignored, ayy. Like I've never ran before, wait. Guess I'll just remind you all, great. Being a second, being a minute. I ain't trying to get specific, but every time I find my source, I mix the cold for me to drink it. Lost in the source I found, should be on tour by now. In front of that tour life crowd, feel about 4-5 foul. But it's not too late for me to get it all right now. Like, wait, just hold off. You drop one tape with old bars. You believe that you've come so far, that you even named it so far. So go out and prove it, put down the source and use it. Go and record some music, put down the Captain Morgan. You're not just a rapper on rapping forums. I like these rappers that are rapping for him. I'm so much better than that, my G. Still popped on the road by the fans I see. They don't forget, and they still ask me where I'm going next. And to think I spent time so depressed, when the strangers that see me and show respect. In school, man, I just get shoulder checks. Now I rap and ask, man, shoulder check. At least I used to, but not long enough for me to get used to. See one face, but I know that they used to. Aware of the fact that I could get used to. Mad, cause everything's mad, everything's sad.
Everything's mad and everything's sad.
Everyone's broke, yeah, everyone stacks. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. Get fucked on the dough. Halves and vod and coke. Carter, drop me home. Now this skimp boy living saucy.
So,
hey, hey, hey. Skimp boy living, skimp boy living.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, find my source, ayy. All the signs that I've ignored, ayy. It's like I've never ran before, wait. Guess I'll just remind you, all great. Being a second, being a minute. I ain't trying to get specific, but every time I find my source, I mix the coke and then I drink it like. Find my source, ayy. All the signs that I've ignored, ayy. It's like I've never ran before, wait. Guess I'll just remind you, all great. Being a second, being a minute, ayy. I ain't trying to get specific, nah. Every time I find my source, look. Find the coke and then I mix it, ayy, ayy. Find my, yeah, 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 find my.